Leadership expert Robin Sharma once said, "Words can inspire and words can destroy. Choose yours well." Who do you need to be? Before you ask yourself, be sure you are not asking who you want to be, rather, what or who do you need to be? This is how I start my search for the right word of the year that becomes my goal word and replaces any long and lofty list of New Year's resolutions. In 2019, I selected the word pause because I needed to be less reactive. I didn't like how I would immediately react to emails or text messages if I felt threatened or criticized. Often, when I did have a hasty response to a client email at 10 p.m., I realized later that I was just reading it wrong because my brain was exhausted. Then there were those instances where I would be in the middle of work and a friend would text me with what I would misinterpret as some sort of life emergency. This would cause me to stop my work and reply as if I was an on-call therapist, thereby putting me even further behind important deadlines. The pitch challenge today? Pause. In 2019, this was my mantra, word goal, and I would repeat it by name each time I felt the urge to jump in and fix something or attempt to quickly reply to an incoming message. By the end of that year, I was a better listener and communicator. I was slower to speak and more thoughtful in my responses, and as a result, less anxious about emails mounting in my inbox. What areas of your life do you need to press pause? By pressing the pause button on certain areas of your life, how might this also reduce the stress you are carrying? As you contemplate your word of the year goal, think through how words related to patience might bring you more peace.